September is the 70th anniversary of the first King Records recordings in Cincinnati, and there are going to be events all over town to celebrate King Records. And with me in the studio is Brian Powers, music historian, to tell us all about the events. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Lee.
Tell us first a little brief history of King Records.
King Records started out in Cincinnati in 1943. This is kind of what we're celebrating. In September of 1943, there was a guy named Sid Nathan who had a record shop on Central Avenue, actually just a block away from right where we're sitting at. And he had the idea of starting a record company using some guys that were singing on WLW radio. And so he asked these two guys, one guy's name was Grandpa Jones, the other guy was Merle Travis, and he said he wanted to do some recording and put a record out. Of course, WLW didn't want their performers to record for anybody because they thought that they had exclusive rights to them, so they had to sneak out of town up to Dayton and record under another name as the Shepherd Brothers. But that happened in September of 1943, so we're celebrating that. And when they drove back from Dayton, that's when the three of them came up with the name King Records. So it's the 70th anniversary. We thought, well, this is a good reason to do something. So I'm going to be doing some things at the library where I work at. In the last couple of years, there's been a couple of books on some King Records artists, one being James Brown, and another artist was Little Willie John. So we're having the authors of these two books about these two artists who recorded for King to come in and speak at the library. That's really kind of one of the first events that starts out. That's going to be on Saturday in the afternoon, and we're going to have Susan Whitehall, who is from a newspaper up in Detroit, and she wrote a book on Little Willie John. That's on Saturday. The following Saturday, September 14th, we'll have R.J. Smith, who has a book out on James Brown. And that's also at the library. It's going to be in the afternoon at 3:30. And then we're also going to have some album listening parties. Our popular library department does these things where they, twice a month, they have an album listening party kind of thing. So it's going to be King-themed. We're going to have James Brown Live, The Apollo, on Wednesday, September 11th, because it's the 50th anniversary of when that album was released by King Records. And then in the last week, we're going to play an Otis Williams LP. And Otis Williams is a Cincinnati native. He grew up here in Cincinnati in Walnut Hills, went to Withrow High School. And it's been 60 years since he recorded for King.
You think he's going to be there?
I think he is going to be there. And we are also kind of making it Otis Williams week. We're talking to the Reds. They're going to have him as an honorary captain of the Reds game on the last Saturday of September. And we're working on having a free concert of Otis Williams in Schmell Park right after the Reds game on Saturday, September 28th.
So. Well, I understand there's also going to be other events like at Motor and Shake It Records.
Yeah, we're going to have some displays going on for the month of September. One of the things at Motor does a thing with Final Fridays where they always have a local artist come in and have their art on the wall on display. And one of the owners asked me if I would do something King related, but I'm not an artist. So what I do is collect King record albums. And so I thought that would be fun to have that on the wall. But then I picked ones that were taken in Cincinnati. I figured out where they were taken at, like in a park or something like that. And then I thought it'd be fun to sort of see if I could get a local artist to sort of recreate that, like being the same pose in the same location. So I got Michael Wilson, who's one of the great photographers, works with Lyle Lovett and B.B. King and all those guys. And he and John Curley, who owns Ultra Suede Studios and is in Afghan Wigs, but is also a professional photographer. That's what he did, worked for the Enquirer for many years as a photographer. So they've agreed to take this on, my idea, to recreate these album covers. And we're going to have them on display for the whole month at Motor. And then Darren Blaze at Shake It Records has a huge secret collection of memorabilia of King stuff that he's been sort of collecting over the years that's come through his store. So he's going to have a display case built and have a King Records of all these different things that he's gotten. And that's sort of our art exhibit portion of King Records Month. But then we're also going to have the Comet has Bluegrass Night. So the All-Stars said that they would be more than happy to do a King Records night. And that's going to be on Sunday, September 23rd.
And also, folks can go see the King Records plaque that has been installed. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame helped with that. That's something that should be on everybody's tour list.
Yes. And speaking of that, Evanston plans on having some sort of an event, something at the beginning of the month of September. We don't have the exact date yet, but they plan on having something. And that could include going over and looking at that sign on 1540 Brewster.
Speaking of Evanston, Evanston is working with Xavier University on putting together some kind of a museum, exhibition hall, recording
studio.
Yeah,
that's been on the works for a while. It's been sort of held up with some property negotiation, and that involves a lot of things. But that's starting to look good. But one of the things they've been working on is having sort of an educational program about King, maybe have that in the K through 12, and it's the idea of bringing the King record story into the classroom. And that's a benefit thing that they're going to have at Motor to sort of raise some money, because right now there is no money. But the idea is to be able to collect some items to show kids in the classroom. So on Sunday, September 15th, there's going to be a benefit concert fundraising thing at Motor. Starting at 6, we're going to have Ricky Nine. We're going to have Cheryl Renee, Magnolia Mountain, and the Sundresses play. And I think if you show up and you pay so much money, you'll get a T-shirt.
All right, so let's go to Living Legends, and that would be Philip Paul.
Yeah.
He is still playing downtown Cincinnati.
I just saw him the other night there. He's still playing. He's playing over at the Cincinnatian Hotel every Friday and Saturday, starting at 6. And he's actually part of this photo shoot project we're having, because he appears on this Little Willie John album cover, and I showed it to him, and he remembers the photo shoot, but he didn't know that it ended up on an album cover. So we're going to have him as part of the recreation, the reshoot.
And I'd also like to mention that back in 2007, I put together and produced a four-part series on King Records. And we're going to rebroadcast that on Saturdays in September, starting this Saturday at 11 o'clock.
And I'm glad you're doing that, because, Lee, that was actually how I got interested in King Records. I don't know if I should thank you or blame you at this point.
So much has come out of working with all those musicians, and it seemed like it stimulated a citywide conversation about King Records and the legacy.
Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I meet a lot of great people out of this thing. It's been cool.
Great. Well, thanks for coming by and telling us about it.
All right. Thanks, Lee. We'll see you at all these events.
Oh, probably. And September is the 70th anniversary of the first King Records recordings here in Cincinnati. You can find a link to all of these events at WVXU.org. Brian Powers, music historian, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Lee.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Lee Hay.
One sweet moment with you.
One more.